And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from the Newcastle County Libraries, it's Programs and Services Coordinator Catherine Wimberly. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me again.
Well, we can never talk about the libraries too much, so let's get started with, tell us about the Newcastle County Library System first.
So the Newcastle County Library System in Delaware, I'm very, happy to be part of it. We have 10 library branches and 5 contract library branches as well. So basically, wherever you live in Newcastle County, you are not far from a library, which means you are not far from free resources, research help, checking out all sorts of items, being able to access technology, being able to learn a language through our resources, programs. There's just lots and lots of things that you can get at your library for free.
And you have a new one too, don't you?
Yeah. So the Abaquinimic Library just had its grand opening this summer in June, end of June, June 24th. If you haven't had a chance to stop by and see it, I would encourage everyone to go. It's at 204 East Main Street in Middletown. It is a state-of-the-art library and community hub. It provides access to traditional resources. So, you know, the things that you think of when you think of a library, books, DVDs, magazines, newspapers, but it also has creative production tools that you can use as well. So it has a makerspace with different project tools that you can use, including wood engraving machines, 3D printing, a Cricut machine. And we also have a video virtual reality room there, sound studio. So there's just a lot of new tech that you can use for free at the new Abaquinimic Library.
How do you position the library these days? When you mentioned it as a community hub, but how do librarians now look at the library? And did you start out, you're so young, did you even start out when there were card catalogs?
I missed the card catalog stage, but I definitely remember going to my neighborhood library and using computers. And you remember the green screen computers. So, you know, libraries are continually evolving. And we really take a look at what we can do, what the community needs. And so we are always engaged in an active partnership and dialogue with our patrons and community members. You know, we are here to provide things that you may not necessarily know that you need, but it's there for you when you do need it. I like to think of the technology we offer, you know, the 3D printing, especially when they first came out, you know, that's an expensive piece of equipment. You don't necessarily know if that's something you want to invest in yourself, but here we are providing it for you for free. And so it's really allowing our patrons to explore their creativity. You know, yes, we are an information hub, but we also provide creativity and entertainment.
Well, when someone goes to the Abaquinimic Library, the new one, and they see this amazing resources available to them, do you coach them through it? How do people access it?
So, you know, the makerspace, there's a lot of tech that people may not be as familiar with. So there is a little bit of learning that needs to happen before, you know, you can just go. But the great thing is we offer those programs. So we have the educational programs that we do that teach interested people in how to use them. So, you know, we have what we call a Maker Lab orientation and safety training that happens both at our Abaquinimic Library and our Route 9 Library. And when you go to it, you learn how to use a 3D printer, you learn how to use a laser cutter and a Cricut machine and, you know, all the tech that we have in there. And so once you complete that orientation and safety training, which is essentially, you know, this is how we avoid breaking the machine and this is how we keep from hurting you, you're good to go and you're good to start using that equipment. You know, registration is required. People should be 13 and older, and teens should be accompanied by their parent. But you can sign up for that online, newcastle.de.gov/libraries.
We are at the beginning of September, and it's a big month for you. It's Spanish Heritage Month at Route 9, which you just alluded to, but it's also Library Card Sign-Up Month. Holding a library card does actually convey membership and the opportunity to take advantage of the whole buffet of services and programming that you offer. So can we talk a little bit about who can have the library card, and what does it grant you access to?
So anyone who is a Delaware resident can get a library card. You just stop into your local library to fill out a real quick form. You show your ID if you have it to get that library card. You can also get a temporary library card online by visiting lib.de.us/library card. And what that would do is just give you an initial library card so that you can take advantage of the e-materials we have. So ebooks, audiobooks, streaming services through Hoopla, until you're able to get into the library to get your full physical library card.
You still have a physical library card.
We still have a physical library card, although if you are like me, I have entered my library card number into my library app. And so I just scan that when I'm checking out materials myself.
And who can get a library card? Do you have to be a resident?
So Delaware residents can get a library card. There is no age restriction. We have library cards for our population from birth through adult. We've got you covered. The nice thing is we also offer special cards for our children and teenagers that are fine free, so they can check out some limited items, and then they don't necessarily have to worry about returning them on time. We'll let you know if you're getting a little bit long there and it goes to lost, but you know, being a parent, you know that things happen and you really mean to get back in time to return that book, but it is lost in the Lego pile somewhere. We understand. But yeah, as you said before, September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. And so it's really a chance for us to remind our patrons that a library card really helps to set up your children for success. We join with the American Library Association essentially to do that, to remind parents, caregivers, and students that it is the first step to achievement and lifelong learning. So everyone knows that you can check out books, music, and videos with your card, but it gives you so much more. We have what we call a library of things, so you can check out tools. We have access to transparent language. So if you wanted to learn a new language, you can use that with your library card. We check out Chromebooks and hotspots. So you're going on vacation and maybe you need a hotspot to take with you. We can provide you that. But what's also exciting is that using your library during September is also going to enter you into a chance to win a $25 gift card this year. So each library branch will be having a weekly raffle that we'll do. And each week, it'll be a $25 gift card that we are raffling at each branch. The first raffle drawing will be September 12th, and we'll keep going from there. So if you check out an item, you renew a card, you get a card, you attend a program, you use one of our computers in the library, you are entered in for a chance to win.
You mentioned just then, so you're on vacation, or maybe you're homebound and you have a library card. You don't actually have to go into a library, do you? And what kind of a resource do you have? Can you go beyond your immediate libraries?
Yeah, so the nice thing about Delaware is that we are part of a consortium. So we're a small state, and that makes us pretty mighty. So if Newcastle County Library doesn't own the book that you are looking for, you can get that through the libraries downstate in Kent and Sussex County. We have a reciprocal relationship with them. But let's say you are looking for something that no one in Delaware seems to have. It's an old book that you just really want to read. We have something called interlibrary loan that you can do. You can talk to your librarian, and we can see if that's something that we can get from out of state for you. So I have definitely assisted patrons with getting a book from Hawaii before. You know, we really, if there's a way to get it, we're going to do everything in our power to get you the resource that you need.
Now, that means that that library card does open up other libraries to a patron. But now, what if I just want to read, or I would like to take advantage of the language class, the language programming, and I'm not able to come to a library? What about people who can't make it into a branch?
That's absolutely not a problem. So we have lots of different apps that you can use to access your digital library, essentially. So the two that I use most frequently are Libby and Hoopla. So Libby offers e-books and audiobooks that you can check out. So there is a limit to the number of books that you can check out at one time. And sometimes there's a little bit of a wait list. So if there's something that you have to have right now, the other option that I suggest is Hoopla. So Hoopla, you can check out or borrow 4 items in a month, and it's an instant borrow. So there's never a wait list on those items in Hoopla. And so those are the ones that I use heavily. I'm an audiobook listener, and so I definitely am bouncing between both Hoopla and Libby to get my audiobooks for my walks.
You know, it's funny, I have yet to finish a book in audio format. I am a hold the book in my hands reader. Do you still get hard copies of magazines, books, and newspapers?
Absolutely, we do. Absolutely, we do. We're always getting new items in, and the really popular ones, we always make sure that we have multiple copies available for our patrons. I sometimes am like you. I will start with an audiobook and realize that I just can't wait to find out how it happens, and we'll then go back to the library and check out the physical version of it so I can, read quickly what happens to my favorite characters.
And books move between the branches as well, even if it's a hard copy.
That's correct. So again, if you live in Abequinimic in Middletown, you want a book and it's up at Claymont and you're not feeling like that drive, that's not a problem. You put the book on hold and we will send it down to Abequinimic. It usually just takes a few days.
You've just announced expanded hours. So yes. When can we access the library?
So there is a Newcastle County Library open somewhere within the county 7 days a week, starting on September 11th. We had limited hours due to the pandemic, but we have really been working to expand our library hours back to pre-pandemic levels. So I'm excited to say that beginning on September 11th, the Abequinimic, Bear, Brandywine, Hockessin, Kirkwood, Newark, Route 9 and Woodlawn libraries will all be open on Sunday from 1 to 5 p.m. And that starts on September 11th.
We got you in at the right moment. Hey, if you are just joining us, this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and today we are talking with Catherine Wimberly. She is Programs and Services Coordinator for Newcastle County Libraries. And you can find out information about everything that we have talked about today at newcastle.de/libraries. Go to their website, newcastle.de/libraries. Let's talk about Route 9. The Route 9 Library, I remember when you opened its new facilities for children with autism or other kids with social or educational challenges. And it's a special place to you. And it's got some great stuff happening this month, right?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm always excited to talk about all of our libraries, but I'm especially excited to talk about the Route 9 Library because, once again, they're going to be hosting the annual Hispanic Heritage Month celebration. They've been hosting it there at Route 9 since 2017. They will be hosting the event this year on September 24th. And it's an opportunity to celebrate Delaware's diverse and multicultural society. The event is going to feature a vendor and resource fair. So we'll have lots of different organizations there who can provide information on the local county and state resources that are available to them, financial literacy, health services, and so much more. And we're very excited to be partnering with the Delaware Breast Cancer Coalition to help bring this resource fair. We're also going to be offering lots of special performances for children and families throughout the day that day. And attendees can get a health screening and grab a bite to eat from the food trucks that we'll also be having there. So it's a really exciting program. It's a fantastic and fun day. And so I just really encourage everyone to make a special trip to Route 9 that day.
And when we talk about Hispanic Month, do you have a lot of services and resources for people who maybe are learning English, or maybe they would like to find material in their native tongue?
We do. So we do have Spanish language materials that you can check out. And again, if we don't have it at your local library, we're happy to send it along to you. I think I've mentioned we have the Transparent Language app. So, you know, that is beneficial if you are perhaps a someone who is coming from a foreign country and you are looking to learn English, you're able to do that with Transparent Language. You know, it has your native language and then you can use that to learn English. Or if you speak English as your, you know, primary language and you are looking to learn another because of travel, you're also able to do that as well. And you can access that. You can find out more about Transparent Language by visiting newcastlede.gov/libraries and going to our online resources. And so that'll take you to our Transparent Language page. And you can also download the Transparent Language app on your mobile device if you wanted to. It's really fun. It's a really fun way to learn languages.
How does it work?
Well, so you basically select the language that you are looking to learn and your primary language. And so it can, depending on your level, it can start at the very basics, you know, here's the alphabet and go on from there. Or, you know, if it's maybe you've had some language practice and you're looking to build it or refresh your vocabulary, you can start at a more advanced level. It's got reading, writing, and if you enable your microphone, it can listen to you speak and practice and tell you where your pronunciation has been bang on or could maybe use a little bit more work. It tracks what you have done so you can really see the areas that you have completed and covered and can suggest, you know, different course learning as well.
Now, what languages does it offer?
It offers over 100 different languages. So there's really, if there's a language you want to learn, the chances are good you're going to be able to do that through Transparent Language.
So now we can learn how to be a maker. We can learn a foreign language, or we can read our native language. But What are some of the other courses that you offer for adults? And then let's talk about how kids can access the library other than reading materials or audio.
So we offer a lot of different programs. So again, if you were looking to maybe build some skills, we would recommend using our Learning Express app. We also have a program with North Star that is a digital literacy learning. So maybe you are familiar with a computer, but you're not quite comfortable with it. You could use some practice. Suggest the North Star app for that. Maybe you are a student who is looking to get some practice in for your SAT or your ACT. Maybe you'd like to become a nurse. So you can access ebooks and online test materials through that Learning Express app. So it is a really great product to use if you're not able to get into the library. It's just a lovely additional resource that we have. Now, inside the library, we frequently offer different classes and programs. So it's not unusual to find a computer class, for example, at the Bear Library. We offer different craft programs for all ages. There, I could go on and on. There's just so much to do. History programs, genealogy programs, and of course, we offer book clubs. And we do offer online and virtual programs as well. So I really encourage people to take a look at our website and check out each library's calendar page, as well as our virtual calendar, which will link them to the different hybrid or online-only programs that we do.
If I'm a kid, if I've got a kid, and what are the programs for children? And I'm going to guess that there are a lot that promote literacy.
There are a lot of programs that promote literacy, and we also have a lot of different literacy kits that you can check out as well to help foster that learning at home. We always offer different story times. We don't just focus on literacy. We take an informal approach to education. So you can definitely find a lot of different STEM activities at libraries as well, and art activities for children that they can take advantage of. Again, it's one of those situations where there's just so much that we do and that we offer that it's hard to fit it in just one conversation.
You earlier mentioned that that the library is aware of its community. And so do you program interests for each neighborhood, each individual community?
So each library's community is unique. And so yeah, the programs that you find at each branch, there are going to be similarities that we do. The story times are a good example. Each library is going to do a story time. But there are other programs that are going to be unique to that library's community. And the nice thing is that we really have a great opportunity to connect with our residents. So, the people coming into our buildings, we also do outreach events. So it's really a great opportunity to directly connect with our patrons and say, what would you like to see? What can we offer? And build our programs around the needs that we are seeing in our community. So, for example, we may see that we have a library that has a higher immigrant community and we welcome them. And we might offer programs about the immigration process so they can learn more, introduce them to the different resources that they can find online. So it really just depends on, the community that you're living in. And again, Delaware is so small comparatively that, okay, maybe your home library doesn't offer exactly the program that you're looking for, but your next library that maybe does is just a short ride away and you're more than welcome. And I do want to say that, while you do need a library card to access some of those apps that we were talking about, to actually attend a program, you don't need a library card. Just come in. Some of them do require registration, but we really try to work to get everyone in.
Do you have an organization such as a Friends of or advisory board? How do you interact with the community?
Yeah, so we are very fortunate to have very active and engaged friends groups at our library branches. I do want to give a shout out to our friends group, and I apologize for missing this before, but our friends group is actually who is sponsoring these $25 gift cards for September Library Card Sign-Up Month. So they really let us know what they are seeing. They work with the library branch managers, they work with the library staff, and they're just really actively engaged in the library and their community. We're so fortunate to have them, and enough good things cannot be said. On our September Library Card Month sign-up page, you can find a link to many of our friends groups. So if any listeners are interested in becoming a member of our friends group, you can find out more information there.
If we want to actually get in the library and help out, do you take volunteers? Who is actually at the library when you walk through the door? Who's greeting you?
So, most of the people that you are seeing in the building are library staff members. We do have a few volunteers. We're, seeing more volunteers as we come back from the pandemic. We're reaching those pre-pandemic levels. But mainly, if you are interacting with someone at the library, at the circulation desk, maybe shelving books, the reference desk, those are going to be library staff members. And they are a dedicated and fabulous crew, if I do say so myself.
Well, if we want to get involved with the library and do more hands-on work with you, what can we do then?
I would definitely recommend talking directly to the library staff. They can let you know if there are any volunteer opportunities available at the moment. Certainly, they're happy to take down your information. We do have something called the Book Buddy program that we're bringing back, where we have volunteers who are interested in bringing materials to some of our homebound patrons. And so we connect a volunteer with that homebound patron. So that's an option for someone looking to volunteer as well. But really, the first step is to just get in touch with their library, either call them, visit, and just say, I'm interested in volunteering. What can I do?
Well, what can we do to support the libraries?
The biggest thing that you can do to support your library is to come and visit us, to use our resources online or, those physical, traditional items that we've talked about. It's to let everyone know how much you love the library. And in September, what you can do to support the library is if you don't have a library card, get it. It's valuable. I cannot express how valuable it is. And if you have a library card, but it's been a while since you've used it, stop in, get it renewed so that you can become an active user again.
I'm going to put this in earlier, but I didn't. I think I asked, but I don't remember if you answered when I missed it. But if I'm not a resident of Delaware, but I work there or I live right on the border, can I get a library card?
Absolutely. You can get a library card. You're still going to fill out a quick form, show your ID. There is a small fee for people who are not residents of Delaware to get that library card. And then the card is good for a year, and you are able to access the Delaware resources.
Okay, now, I'm going to get, now we're back to the show again. 2 minute, well, actually, what I want to ask is, what do you see coming for for your library system or for libraries? What's the future going to hold?
It's a really hard question, what the future is going to hold. But I would say that libraries are going to continue to be more than just their physical spaces. We work to meet communities where they are, and I just see that as continuing. And I see us continuing in the tradition of when new technology becomes available, really incorporating that into our spaces and providing the ability for people to connect and experiment with that new technology and use it in innovative ways that we haven't even imagined yet. And that's the beauty of it is, providing access to something that, you might not normally have had without that library. And I think sometimes that gets forgotten.
Well, here is the 2 minute warning. What's the takeaway from the Newcastle County Libraries?
The takeaway for Newcastle County Libraries is that we always have a lot of different things going on. We always have a rich variety of materials that you can use and access. And so, if you haven't been to a library, come and see what it has available for you, because there truly is something for everyone. No matter your interest, I guarantee we are able to meet it and meet you where you are.
And with new hours just announced and taking place at September 11th.
Yep, September 11th, several Newcastle County libraries are going to reopen for their Sunday hours, which will be from 1 to 5 p.m. And those libraries are the Appaquinimic, Bear, Brandywine, Hockessin, Kirkwood, Newark, Route 9, and Woodlawn libraries.
And of course, when we have that library card, we can access apps that are going to bring that library to us wherever we may be, 24 hours a day. So it does behoove us to get the card, download the apps, and remember that we can visit now. 7 days a week, there is a library available to you. And of course, we get all of that at newcastle.de.gov/libraries. You can follow them on social media, too. They are Newcastle County Libraries on Facebook. But you can get all the information about what we talked about today. And can you start the application for your library card online?
Absolutely, you can. There is a link to our form. And again, if you want to start with an online card and then eventually come in, you can do that at lib.de.us/library card.
That's lib.de.us. And you can start the process to get that library card. And again, newcastle.de.gov/libraries. And my guest today, Programs and Services Coordinator, Catherine Wimberly, you are an amazing guest. Thank you very much.
Thank you again for having me.
You are coming back.
Yes.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.